You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
That's right. We're in the mood for some fun, Josh, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Mix 100's Fun Money is going to be back later this morning at 8:30. If you're caller 13, when you hear that cue to call, we'll get you in the hat to win possibly $1,000 on Friday, which is...
That's awesome,
that's
man.
Really awesome.
What a way to end your week.
Yeah, with $1,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think they're going to toss Ilitch's season passes at you as well.
That doesn't
right?
hurt either.
It doesn't hurt at all. That's
Mr.
awesome.
Steve Marshall will be doing that on Friday. Your next chance to qualify is at 8:30 this morning. It's going to be a really decent day. 63 in the city today, which is just absolutely beautiful. And if you look ahead, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 78, 77, 80
oh
on Sunday,
gosh.
Josh.
We're hitting 80s already.
We're hitting 80s already,
oh
which
my
is
gosh.
Dreamy. I actually got the lawnmower out yesterday.
Did you really?
I raked up the mess from the big windstorm.
Dude.
And yeah, I got the, I was like, I got to get the mower out because some of my grass was kind of long and there yeah. was pine cones and twigs and everything everywhere. And I got it out. I'm the first in the neighborhood. Whoop, whoop.
I mean, that's that's one of my things just because, like, I love spring so much. I love that everything comes back to life.
Yeah.
Everything like that. It's my favorite season personally. I know a lot of people love fall and everything like that. The colors, colorblind, don't care. But yeah, that's what I love, spring and everything coming back to life, man. You see the flowers again.
It just feels
good. All those tulips
it?
Come up again. It's fantastic.
The little leaves coming out
yes.
on the trees. You're like,
oh,
okay,
it's awesome.
Here we go.
And all the trees, like the trees that bloom with flowers too, they look so good right now.
Magical.
I love it.
Magical. Look at yeah. you getting all sentimental about
I love
spring.
It, man.
So it's kind of funny because the weather has been so nice, and I walk to get my kids from school. We can actually walk to the school, but the thing is I have to cut through a neighbor's backyard, and they're very cool. They're like, use our gate because they're backed onto the school, so... Yesterday, it was really nice out, and the sun was out and everything, and I go zipping through the back gate of the house to get to the school, and I look over real quick, and there's the wife that lives there,
yeah.
and she's like on a conference call or something, and her feet are up on the railing of their deck, and I don't see that she's in, like, shorty shorts, and as I'm walking back there, I'm like... Oh my God, she's naked.
She's sunbathing already.
I was like, hey! And I like quickly looked down and scampered out the gate.
Boy, the sky is beautiful today. Let me see that. You can
eclipse
see
is
it.
Coming. Eclipse is coming. I thought for
oh
sure she
gosh.
Was like nude from the bottom
well,
down.
That would be so humiliating for both of you two if that was true. Because like obviously they're, you know, they're the ones that say, hey, you can have, you know, use
yeah,
the gate. Go through our backyard. And then she probably... you know, forgot and was like,
yeah.
oh my gosh, Jeremy!
So the nice thing is like right before the bell rang, she popped her head outside the gate because I think she could tell I was a little like, ugh.
Yeah.
And she had the little shorty shorts and I was like, oh my
Thank
God.
Because
I ran home right away and
yeah.
I was like,
oh my
I,
gosh, yeah.
I
yeah.
was like, I swear I saw so-and-so like naked from
so,
the
So, saw our neighbor nude.
No big deal.
Where do we go from here? Not quite sure.
We can't hang out anymore. We can't hang out anymore.
They have the upside down pineapple in the front yard?
Yeah, right. The white rock out there. Things are changing
oh
in my
gosh.
Neighborhood.
Oh, man.
I guess the other big thing that's going on today is we received an email from our big boss, Fleckmaster 5000, with a parking diagram. Did you get,
mm-hmm.
did you take a good peek at
yeah,
that?
I
are
saw
you parked
that.
In the designated or the non-designated spots? Or I don't even
know.
No, remember.
I am parked so far away.
Far away? Okay.
I made sure I made the walk. Yeah,
there's an
good.
Outline on this map of our parking lot and the spots that we can't park. For the next few days, because we're getting new skylights put into the radio station.
I am so excited for this, because that was like the big thing. Like when we you know, we got the new radio station, we
yeah.
saw all these diagrams, and they're like, natural lighting, natural light. And I'm a big natural light guy. I love that. I love mm-hmm. windows. I love all that
it's
stuff.
It's up there with spring for you.
Yeah, oh, it's way up there with spring, probably number two. But it's one of those things, like, we were so spoiled with our last building. We had,
yeah,
like,
we had so much
light. This panoramic view of whether we wanted to see the mountains or all the way to the east or whatever.
Yeah.
So. I was really excited, and we went months with it, and I was like, I don't think it's going to happen. And we finally get the email yesterday that we're going to get these awesome skylights in. And you know, I mean, when we're in here and the lights turn off because they're timed,
yeah.
it is dark,
it's dark
in here, man.
It truly
so,
is like a cave in here.
Yeah.
The bad side to all this is they are bringing in a gigantic crane. This is
yes.
why this parking lots are, you know, the parking lot's all jacked up. They're bringing in a giant crane to lift up the skylights onto the roof of our big new building, and... I'm going to tell you right now, no guy in this building is going to get anything done.
No.
We're going to be
no.
all outside supervising.
Well, and it's one of those things, I hope, because there's going to be like massive holes in our ceiling for a little bit there.
Yeah.
I want to see someone come in like Mission Impossible style and just totally distract all the radio hosts. It'll be like Spider-Man swinging in through our ceiling.
It's going to be pretty awesome. It's kind of a big deal for us. I know
yeah.
it might seem silly to some of you, but this is a big deal for natural lighting because we were up on the 12th floor of our previous building. And like Josh said... I mean, we had full views of the Front Range and downtown Denver.
It was beautiful. I mean, it was absolutely really, beautiful. Really cool. So it's one of those things that, like, yeah, now we have just straight up, you know, LED lights everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, natural sunlight. Let's go.
your retinas were bad yesterday.
I know.